Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, both Lum and Abner were finally invited to attend the meeting of the town's business leaders, which Mr. B.J. Webster called last night. And now, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library discussing the events of the preceding evening. Listen.
Yes, sir, I doggies, that was the best one meeting I ever been to in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a gooder. Ain't no two ways about that.
I never enjoyed nothing so much, I don't believe.
Hmm.
I'll bound you that Mr. Webster is the best one out loud talker I ever set on.
Oh, yeah, he outcaps anybody I ever run up
against.
Oh, again.
He's a dandy.
He's got an awful good idea there, too. Got to hand it to him.
Yeah, them big words he's throwing around there, Lum. Doggies, he must sit up nights reading the dictionaries, you know.
He must have wrote it. His name's Webster.
My doggies, wait a minute. That's right. Well, no wonder he knowed so many of them big words. Why, Lord, me, I never knowed that. I was sitting out there listening to him. I got one of his books at home there. I ain't read it. Oh, I read about half of it. I don't know. I couldn't get interested in it at all.
I'm sure that he wrote it. I just know his name's Webster, and a fellow by the name of Webster wrote the dictionaries.
Yeah, he more likely wrote it, all right. He never got that book, the story, connected up, though, like he did his speech last night for some reason or another. He can even outdo Squire Skimp when it comes to talking.
Of course, I'm surprised you heard any of them big words he's using, the way you and Grandpap sat back there visiting twixt yourselves the whole time. It half embarrassed me to death.
Embarrassed you?
Why, sure. When you go to a big meeting of that kind, Abner, you're supposed to sit there and listen instead of whispering to your neighbor all the time.
Well, we was listening, Lum. And besides, when we did whisper, why, we was just talking about Mr. Webster.
That don't count, huh?
Well, no, that shows right there we had our mind on the meeting. That's what we was talking about.
It was embarrassing just the same.
Oh.
A couple of times there, Mr. Webster had to mightnize shout so as you two couldn't be heard over him talking.
Oh, Lum, he never done no such a thing. You know it.
Well, maybe not, but it seemed like it to me.
Well, anyway, I know that was the most wonderful speech I ever heard. I believe it was the best one that's ever been given by anybody in the whole wide world. Well, the whole world.
You wouldn't go so far as to say that, Abner. You ain't heard all the speeches anyway.
No, I ain't heard all of them, but I've heard a lot around at picnics and stuff. These candidates running for office stump speaking. I've heard some good speakers.
Well, it was good, all right, but anybody could have given a good talk on that subject.
They could, huh?
Oh, it's easy when you got a good idea that way.
Yeah, but I just meant that I left to... wait a minute. That reminds me of something. Elizabeth asked me something about Mr. Webster's speech this morning at breakfast, Lum, and I didn't know the answer. Maybe you can tell me.
Well, sure. What is it?
Well, you know that speech that he gave last night.
Yeah.
Well, now, what was it about, anyway?
Is that the question you couldn't answer?
Yeah.
Well, if that don't beat the bugs of fighting.
Huh?
You mean you sat there all evening and never even knowed what Mr. Webster was talking about?
Well, now, that was the only part of it I didn't get right there. I heard everything else he said.
For pity's sake.
I was just so interested in hearing him talk, I never quite got his idea. I reckon I sort of jumped the track on him somewhere.
But you voted for it.
I know I did. That proves right there I knowed what was going on.
Yeah, but what was you voting for?
Same thing everybody else was voting for.
Yeah, but exactly what was it?
Well, I don't know, but I know of anything Mr. Webster brings up, I'm for it. I don't care what it is, I am for it.
Well, that's a fine way to vote.
Yeah, it's good, wasn't it? I walked right up there with all of them. Put my name right down there. Fact said, I was the first one to stand up. Did you notice that?
I noticed that.
Yeah.
How could I help it? It was my feet you're standing on. Tromped all over me.
Yeah, I'm a voter, all right. There ain't no one thing I enjoy more than it. Left to vote. But now, getting back to that question I asked you there, Lum, what was the main idea of the meeting?
Yeah, it would be nice if you checked up on that little bitty detail.
Yeah, I'd love to know it.
Well, to begin with, Mr. Webster found out that that spring over on Grandpappy Spears' place ain't no common, ordinary run of springs. He's discovered what it's got in it.
What it's got in it?
Yeah.
Well, anybody knows that. It's got water in it.
Well, I know, but he
found
that
all he was talking about? Law me, big idea. A feller finds out that there's water in the spring.
Well, I mean, he found out what the water's got in it.
Ain't got nothing in it. There's as clean a spring of water as is in this whole community, Lom.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about is that that report he gave.
Report?
Yeah, you recollect one day Mr. Webster went out to Grandpap's place and taken a little sample of that spring water. Grandpap was in here telling us about it.
Yeah, I know about that. And you mean that Mr. Webster found out that it was water?
Well, wait a minute. Don't laugh.
Huh?
He taken that sample of water and had it annualized by some big chemist.
Chemist? What's that?
Well, a chemist is a feller.
Feller?
Well, he takes stuff and annualizes it. Like, for instance, well, like spring water.
You mean that Mr. Webster had to go to the trouble to get some special feller to tell him that water was water?
All right, Abner. Stop acting so smart.
Yeah, I ain't getting too smart, I reckon.
This chemist found out that that spring water is extra special healthy.
It is?
Yes, sir. That's what the report proved.
Well, I do know. I never knowed that before. I know there's good drinking water, but I never knowed there's any different than average run of water around here.
Well, when you stop and think of it, ever since the Spears has moved on to that place, neither Grandpap or Aunt Charity, neither one, has known a sick day, I don't believe.
Well, they have enjoyed good health, I'll add. I know this. Wait a minute, though. What about that time that Grandpappy Spears fell down in the potato cellar there and sprained his back? Stayed in bed for might nigh a week there.
Well, that's different, though.
Different?
Drinking water wouldn't have no effect on nothing like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Douglas, why don't we tell everybody about it then, Lum? Must be a lot of folks that'd like to know about that.
Well, we're going to. That was the whole idea of the meeting.
You mean that's what we was talking about over there last night?
Sure.
Oh?
Mr. Webster proposed a plan to where we'd develop that spring and build a great big health resort here.
For the land sakes alive.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea. We'll have folks coming here from all over the country.
We will.
Oh, Pine Ridge is liable to get to be the best known place in the whole world.
Hey, Dogie, that sounds good. A big health resort, huh? Is that what I was voting for last night?
Well, that's what you're supposed to be voting for.
Well, I voted for it. Good for me. Smarter than I thought I was. Dogie, looks like I sure know a good thing to vote on when I hear it, don't it?
Well, you never heard it till just now, though.
I did, done it. I was over at the meeting last night, Lum. Hey, Dogies, wait a minute, though. Where are we going to get all the money to build this big health resort? Them things take money.
I know it. That's what Mr. Webster was discussing in his speech.
Oh, he was?
He outlined the plan there, and that's what we all voted on.
I couldn't keep up with it. I ought to go see him, get him to rack up and shoot again on that whole speech, I believe.
Well, he's planning to make it a community project, sort of.
Community.
Yeah, everybody will get behind it and raise money for it.
The spring?
No, for the resort.
Oh.
Hotel and all that business.
Oh, we're going to have a hotel, too.
Oh, sure.
Huh? Well, good for us. Doggett, I hope I can get that Bill Hoppins job in it. I'd like to be one of them fellas get to wear a union form.
Well, it'll be a good invest for everybody in the community, though. Because business will pick up something wonderful here.
Why, sure it will. Oh, me life. Folks coming in here from all over the world, why, we'll have a big crowd in town all the time. I bet you we get to where Pine Ridge is bigger than the county seat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, reckon how much money it's going to take all together to build that there. Wait a minute. There comes old Grandpa. I bound you he's a happy man about all this.
Well, he ought to be. Stands to make yourself a little money off of this idea.
Why, sure. Well, now, what are they aiming on doing, Lum? Buying the spring off from Grandpap or what?
Well, that wasn't decided. That's got to be took up at a later meeting.
Oh, I see. Reckon what Aunt Charity thinks about all this. I bet she just tickled
it. Howdy,
Grandpap. Come on in.
Yeah, we were just discussing the meeting last night, Grandpap.
It was even better than I figured it was.
Oh, it was a humdinger.
Yeah.
Best pigeon-toed meeting I ever sat in on.
Oh, it was. You know, I hate to tell this on myself, Grandpap, but I just this morning found out what that was all about.
Abner, don't show your ignorance.
Well, this is a good one on me, though, Lum. I never knowed till just a few minutes ago that Mr. Webster was...
Abner, you don't need to tell that. Grandpap knows what went on at the meeting. He was there.
Oh, sure, I was there. Good out loud talker, that Webster.
Oh, yeah. You could have knocked me over with a little feather when Lum told me that we was going to develop that spring of yours into a big health resort.
Yeah, well, I'd say that was a good out... develop my spring.
Yeah, I never knowed that's what we voted for.
Why, Jiminy's, wait a minute. Nobody ain't gonna go monkeying around that spring of mine.
How?
Well, now, Grandpap, you was there last night, and you voted for this idea.
Why, sure you did.
Yeah, I never paid no attention to what it was for, though. I just voted for it because Abner did.
Uh-oh.
And I'll tell you this, that spring belongs to me, and any developing that's did on it, I'll do it myself. I don't want no pigeon-toed, spavin-legged, knock-kneed varmints come traipsing around.